shootings on MLK Jr. Day. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Among the shootings on a day dedicated to a man who worked for peace is one in Central California.
Tulare County Sheriff officials say they are looking for at least two suspects following a shooting at a home in Goshen that left six people dead, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police responding to a shots fired call at about 3:30 a.m. local time, calling the scene a horrific massacre. Officials say the attack does not appear to be a random act of violence, that they believe this was a targeted family and may be linked to gang activity. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Gunfire also erupted across the country in Fort Pierce, Florida. At least eight people shot and injured at a car show, including one critically.
From our initial investigation here on scene, there was a disagreement of some sort between two parties. And unfortunately, they chose to resolve that with guns.
Brian Hester with the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. No arrest in those two incidents, but police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, arrest a failed state House candidate, Republican Solomon Pena. He faces charges of conspiring with and paying four men to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislatures. He was upset over his failed election. Five more classified documents were found inside President Biden's home in Delaware over the weekend, and now Republican James Comer is asking for the visitor logs from the president's home.
But the White House tells Fox that they don't keep track of that kind of thing because they say the president's personal residence is personal. The White House is hitting back. Not only did they take a swipe at the Trump administration for declining to publicly release White House visitor logs, but they're now accusing House Republicans now of being hypocritical and faking outrage.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FAA is investigating a frightening event at New York's JFK International Airport.
Delta Airlines says it's working with the investigation being done by the FAA and the NTSB into Friday night's close call at John F. Kennedy International Airport. A Delta 737 was taking off when air traffic controllers spotted an American Airlines flight crossing the runway about 1,000 feet ahead and told the Delta flight to stop. In a statement to Fox, a Delta spokesperson says Flight 1943 was headed from New York City to the Dominican Republic with 145 passengers and six crew members on board. After the flight was stopped on the runway, passengers were taken back to the gate and given overnight accommodations before the rescheduled flight left on Saturday. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The remains of a man who was reported missing after Hurricane Ian hit Florida's Gulf Coast last year are recovered from a sunken sailboat. The Lee County Sheriff's Office identified the body as 72-year-old James Denny Hurst, who told his family he planned to ride out the Category 4 storm on the boat. An NFC wildcard game Monday night lives up to its name as the Dallas Cowboys dominate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-14.
Good protection and the pass wide open. Touchdown Lamb. A total breakdown in coverage. And Dak Prescott has had a fantastic night.
That call on ESPN is Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw four touchdowns, including that one to wide receiver CeCe a CD rather, Lamb. And the Cowboys take on the San Francisco 49ers Sunday in the NFC divisional round. More than 300 people died in Seattle last year. They were homeless, and that's up 65% from the year before. More than half of the deaths were linked to fentanyl-related overdoses. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.